Hello and welcome to Love Wide Open with Heidi Dallaire. I can be found on all social media networks, Love Wide Open on Facebook, Love Wide Open YouTube, and at lovewideopen.com. Here at Love Wide Open with the sole purpose of reconnecting you to your heart, where we try to slow down. Get out of our heads and feel a little bit more with our hearts. So, welcome to episode 32, where we're talking about boundaries. Boundaries. Boundaries can be a beautiful thing between two people if they are established between those two people. Right? Boundaries with another person allows us to feel emotionally safe with someone. It allows for flexibility in communication because we're both coming from the same place around things that can trigger us, that can hurt us, that it's a discussed decision between two people. Where boundaries, I believe a lot in today's society, are getting misrepresented is when one person tries to use a boundary as a form of control. Where someone sets a boundary without ever actually discussing it with the other person. Well, what normally happens? That boundary gets crossed because it's not a mutual agreement. And then what happens? The person who set up this boundary as a control mechanism gets angry, or any other multitude of emotions may come with that. So this is something I've been thinking about a lot because we need to set up boundaries with friends, lovers, partners, with everyone really. And it needs to be a mutual agreement on what's okay and what's not okay. And when one person just decides that this is the boundary, this is what I'm setting, and adhere to it, or it becomes this is my way or the highway. And I've had both experiences with people. I've had areas where I have had or have felt emotionally unsafe with a person for whatever reasons that may be, and vice versa. Someone has felt emotionally unsafe with me for whatever reasons. And we talk about it mutually and come to a decision about why these things are happening, what it brings up for us, where it may be stemming from, which might not have anything to do with the other person at all. It's something that we're carrying around from childhood, from a recent trauma, really could be anything, or a projection of something that has nothing to do with the situation at hand.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And talking about these mutual boundaries can really allow for a lot of growth between two people because, again, it's a mutual discussion that no one is working from a hierarchy of power. No one's trying to have more power over someone else. And where I think boundaries get really, really tricky is, again, when someone tries to use quote unquote boundary as a control. I can speak from experience on this. I recently had someone set a boundary without discussion, Or at least they thought they were setting some sort of boundary without discussion. It was more of a my way or the highway, which why would you want to have any sort of relationship with someone who it's my way or the highway? Again, it's a power differential. And I tried to discuss this and bum, of course, did not go well. So, you know, we learn so much about ourselves and others through what we're trying to accomplish. So what I'm trying to get across here today is that we take a little stronger look at ourselves, that we step back and look at our situations or our relationships with other people and look at the boundaries we have. Are they healthy boundaries that are set up between two people, or are they unhealthy boundaries? Are they just control steps so that you don't feel unnerved? Like, what is it really, really about? This is what I want you to dive into today. How do you take a look at your relationships and figure out what's healthy, what is emotionally safe to set for boundaries between two people, and what then becomes emotionally unsafe when only one person is setting a boundary and that comes up as control? I'd love to hear from you today. Either drop into the podcast, leave a response, or feel free to reach out to Heidi@lovewideopen.com, or even reach out through Facebook. Have a great day, everyone. Again, I'm Heidi Dallaire, can be found at lovewideopen.com, Love Wide Open on YouTube, and Love Wide Open, all social media channels.